Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
strong in the power of might. Put on the whole armor of the cross, that we may be able to stand before the Lord. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Live, Yahuwah's radio. All right, my Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Top Father Sabbath Day. This is the day that the Almighty has made for me and you. Remember, all six vocations is open. Call for details, 224-600-5579. And wherever you within 70 miles of one of the six vocations will direct you and put you exactly where you need to be at. On the six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelite. We live broadcast, top part of Saturday. Saturday when the sun go down on Friday, sun go down on Saturday. All right, good enough. Top part of Saturday.
Tamar embarked on a translation of the Old Testament, but it was never completed. And the only parts that were published in his lifetime were the Pentateuch, or the five books of Moses, and the book of Jonah. Many phrases from these published translations survive into the King James Version, such as, "Let there be light, and there was light." This translation also brought into the English language terms such as Passover, scapegoat, and atonement. Perhaps the most significant is the term Jehovah. Let's take just a moment to talk about that name. The four consonants that make up the name of God in Hebrew, known technically as the Tetragrammaton, a Greek term meaning four letters, are usually transliterated as J-H-V-H or Y-H-W-H. The ancient vocalization of the four consonants of this name is not known, but scholars hypothesize that it was pronounced Yahweh. Because of the sanctity of this name within Judaism, a tradition developed to call God not by his name, but by the designation Lord, or Adonai, in Hebrew. At the end of the 5th century after Christ, the Masoretes, who first put the vowels in the Hebrew text, reflected this tradition by adding the vowels for the Hebrew word Adonai to the consonants of the Tetragrammaton, thereby directing the reader to read Adonai rather than the name of God. The early Greek and Latin translators followed the Jewish tradition and simply rendered the Tetragrammaton as Kyrios, Greek, or Dominus, Latin. In his Middle English translation, Wycliffe rendered YHWH as Adonai, and Luther translated the word into the German Herr, or Lord, using capital letters, presumably to distinguish it from the translation of the common Hebrew noun for Lord as Herr. The name of God as Jehovah was formed by using the vowels of Adonai, A-O-A, with the consonants of Y-H-W-H, producing Yahovah, or Yahovah, since the Hebrew letter W can be pronounced as a W or a V. The name Jehovah first appeared in English in Tyndale's Pentateuch of 1530, in Exodus chapter 6, verse 3. And God spake unto Moses, saying unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, an almighty God, but in my name, Jehovah, was I not known unto them. Tyndale revisited his New Testament translation and published a revision in 1534. And atonement, perhaps the most significant, is the term embarked on a translation of the Old Testament, but it was never completed, and the only parts that were published in his lifetime were the Pentateuch, or the five books of Moses, and the book of Jonah. Many phrases from these published translations survive into the King James Version, such as, Let there be light, and there was light. This translation also brought into the English language terms such as Passover, scapegoat, and atonement. Perhaps the most significant is the term Jehovah. Let's take just a moment to talk about that name. The four consonants that make up the name of God in Hebrew, known technically as the Tetragrammaton, a Greek term meaning four letters.
All right, excellent. And the reason why we're doing that is because we got a whole lot of new listeners on the international side, over 700,000 strong, and they want to keep up, but they've been dialed into the world so long. And what we're going to do, we're going to digress, you know, in six anointed camps to make sure you understand when you see such words, what it means, but it means that historically. And matter of fact, what you getting ready to read there, young man, before we get out of Luke 12:12 in? What's the name of that book you getting ready to read out of?
I'll read from the Holy Bible Dictionary, King James Version.
And a concordance.
And a concordance.
All right, look up and tell me what page the word Lord on it, what it say.
Okay. Going over there to the page, on page 20, we're going to look up the word Lord, L-O-R-D, Lord. Lord means one who has authority over persons or things. Hence, Lord, God as the supreme authority. Jesus as leader, joined his ministry in as the Son of God. In the Old Testament, when large and small capitals are used for Lord, L-O-R-D, the original Hebrew reads YHWH, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So when you see the word in your English Bible, Lord God, Jehovah, Allah, Jesus, in the original text, every place, it was YHWH. That's the stalker documents facts. And then they got a Greek word called Tetragrammaton. It's a long word called Tetragrammaton, only meaning, what do Tetragrammaton mean? Read that up, young line.
Okay. We're going over to page 30. Read Tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton means the four letters, YHWH, Yahweh, forming the sacred name of the Supreme Deity. Whenever the words L-O-R-D, Lord, and G-O-D, God, appear in large and small capital letters in the Old Testament, O-T, the original Hebrew text used Y-H-W-H, Yahweh.
So when you look into your Bible, when you start hearing or saying Y-H-W-H, because we have done the research on historical documents facts. So whenever you see the word Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah in your English Bible, in the original text, it was the four letters, YHWH, every time. So that's the reason we do that, because we got a lot of new listeners, especially on the international side, and they want to know more about the name. Okay, good. So when you hear that name, and what we're going to do, we'll digress to make sure you understand one thing. This ministry is here to pray our people from what we have been told, challenge it to see if it's so. You know, we got a lot of beliefs, but we gonna see, like the Bereans tell you, to in the 17th chapter, verse 10 and 11, search the scriptures to see if it's so. Now, if it's so, we going with it too. But if it's not, we gonna correct it. All right, young lion, you're in the top five of the Sabbath day. This day the Almighty made. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, get something going on there. Come on.
Going over there to the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit do the teaching. And that's what you want. And the righteous spirit goes by another name that we can read. And let's see, let's do another name that the righteous spirit go by that we can read. Let's all run to St. John 14:26. Let's find out about this righteous spirit. What is the righteous spirit's job? Let's find out what can we read about the righteous spirit's job. And Mother E, Y'all quite busy, I see, right? Hallelujah, y'all quite there, Mother E. Now, Mother E, she live inside Temple Camp 1. And in the book of Titus, chapter 2, had that verse 11 and 12 waiting on me. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 waiting on me. And we're going to take a look at that a little bit later. So what you reading there, young line?
We're going over there to the book of John, chapter 14, verse number 26.
Listen good.
26, read.
What?
But the Comforter,
yes,
which is the righteous spirit,
yes,
whom the Father would send in my name,
mm-hmm,
he shall teach you all things.
So now when the Holy Ghost come upon you, the Holy Ghost, the angel, the mental spirit come up on you, they come up on you to teach you something. They don't come up, they might tell you, but you're not going to have no knowledge until they teach you something. So when you see those that get a jerk and a kick and a run, that is not according to biblically of the Bible. The Holy Ghost, the righteous spirit, the angel's job is to teach you something. And when he leave you, Mother Z, and when he leave you in 9:22, Mother Z, what in Daniel's 9:22, what would you have when he leave you? Now, let's see, do we do more than just give you a kick and a jerk and a run down the aisle? So when he leave you, what is he working with, Mother? We're going to Daniel 9:22 and see what we're working with. Daniel 9:22. What does it say, Mother?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am not now come but to give you skills and understanding.
You see that? So when the Holy Ghost leave you, hey, mother, so when the Holy Ghost, the righteous spirit of the angels leave you, what do we expect you to have after he leaves you?
Skills and understanding.
So that's a game changer itself. So you'll know what he's saying because you have skills and understanding. So you got that good. That means when you see a certain thing that, hey, Mother, you holding something for me?
Titus 2:11-12.
Yes, ma'am. What does Titus 2:11-12 say?
Look at Titus 2:11-12.
Listen to this now. Listen good.
But the grace of Yahweh.
The grace of Yahweh.
That bringeth salvation.
Oh, so the grace of Yahweh brings salvation. Good.
And appeared to all men.
And this grace of salvation, he appeared to all men. Now, this is what he's saying now. He appeared to all men. Go ahead.
Verse 12. Teach us.
Well, wait a minute. What? Say it again.
Teach us.
And when he comes, what he going to do?
Teach us.
He's going to teach us. So that was grace means. Grace means when he comes, he's come to teach you. Grace is the same period that you have when you short on your light bill, gas bill, or bill you owe somebody. You say, well, listen, I can't pay you right now. Can you give me a little grace? Well, how much time do you need? Well, I can stand about my next paycheck. Okay. I'm not going to garnish nothing. I'm going to wait till your next paycheck. So do that mean that grace, when he gives you that grace, do that mean you don't pay on the next paycheck? No. That means you pay your bill. Grace is a time thing. If this grace you are getting right now when the Sixth Anointed Champs come on his national radio broadcast is to get your mind right. So this is grace you have right now by hearing the Sixth Anointed Champs come on the broadcast. This is grace that you get right now. Grace is a teacher, and he appeared to all men. But see, now we're going to take a look at that shortly about all men. Now you're online. Let's run to Galatians chapter 3. Now, listen, because we're going to lay a few things on the table, especially on the last in the audience, that you think that you don't have to do nothing when you're under grace. No, Galatians, down the line, we're going to Galatians chapter 3. We're going to Galatians chapter 3 and take a look at a statement that's written in Galatians chapter 3, because it's some things that we need to know. Then we'll start breaking a few things down for the national audience. I want to use the words that there. I want to hear a whole lot of the words called straight, the Jew word. I want the Gentile word. I want all that because of the national audience. Mm-hmm. That's why I want the words, because they're going to be looking at it as is, because right now we're going to probably turn more pages. They're going to turn in a half a year in a regular church right now. Because they give you one, two verses and close the book and put a spin on it for the rest of the night. So, we're going to Galatians chapter 3, and then once we get on the table, we'll start breaking it down exactly what's going on. Galatians chapter 3, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 24. Listen good.
All right. We're going over there to the book of Galatians chapter 3. We're going to pick it up at verse number 24.
Yeah.
The book of Galatians chapter 3, verse number 24 reads.
What?
Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Yahweh the Son.
Stop right there. Now, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to him. See, the law will tell you what he wants to be done and what he don't want to be done. Not only are you going to get to him, you got to know the law. You're not going to get to him by not knowing the law. Go ahead.
All right. That we might be justified by faith.
And you're going to be justified by faith. But now here's the point now. Now you justified by faith. But now let's stop right there and find out, Mother, what about this faith by going to James, whose name is Jacob. That's his name is Jacob, but, you know, James. We're going to the book of James, and let's find out what James said. You know, the one that was in the top or the lower bunk bed with his brother, Yahweh the Son. Let's see what he said about this word called faith. Let's find out exactly what that word means that we can put our hand on, Mother. Let's go to the book of James, chapter 2, verse 14. Let's find out about this faith. Now, what that supposed to mean? See, remember one thing. You got to precept your Bible. If you don't precept your Bible, just you let a man stand before you and tell you what it means, then you got to only repeat what that man's saying. And we know that all we hear is the Latter-day Saints. They repeat what Joseph Smith said. We hear in the Catholic Church. They repeat what the Pope said. But when you ever repeat what the Bible said?
Well,
that's the game changer. Yeah. Who gonna even been a Muslim, Farrakhan, all of them, they talked about what a man. No. Let's talk about the Bible. Let's see what the Bible says. And now we're getting ready to read. So one thing about it, this ministry is to unlock things because, hold that point with your own mother. Now, in 1 Corinthians, down the line, 16, verse 9, can you have to stay at my back? Give me 1 Corinthians 4, 9, just get warmed up. See, you got to understand something that we teach from Luke 12, 12, spirit led. We'll meet you where you at, but if you can take notes, go back over the taping. You'll be able to get there because right now we probably give you more scriptures than you have in half a year in any of your congregation you're obeying. And we ain't got started. 1 Corinthians 4, 9 says what?
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 9. Verse 9 reads, "For I think that Yahweh has set forth up the voices of the true Israelites, last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men."
See, the voices of the true Israelites, the sixers on the camp, have been put last. We're the last one on the scene. Everybody's been established. Everybody's established everywhere. We're in the process for land, school, banquet hall, radio station. But he made us last, so we'll hear everybody's,
Dissertation.
We'll hear everybody's dissertation. So we know where you coming from. So we have heard your speech.
Good.
Next, we heard your speech. Now we coming behind everybody, and if it's right, we go on with it. But if it's not, we're going to correct it through the pages of the book. We're going to use the Bible saying or whatever you saying. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. Look what it says.
Okay, we're going over to 1 Corinthians 16. We're going to pick it up at verse number 9.
What does it say?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verse number 9 reads.
Listen to this.
For a great door in effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries.
Yeah, yeah. But a great door has been opened for us. A great door. Yahweh has opened a great door, and he makes a claim of it in the third chapter. In the third chapter of Revelation, he makes up. He says something about this door. He said, a great door has been opened. And he has opened the door. We on Tab Talk, Blog Talk, and we on Facebook. And remember, those that will be getting in, get in that, remember, this covenant teaching must be on everybody's nation, everybody's program. But we know one thing, once they hear the truth, we ain't worried about them throwing water on the truth. All they could do is one thing. As a matter of fact, tell me out, hey, Mother Z, what the seal said in Sirach 425 about that? Sirach 425, back up with Brother Micaiah in 13, verse number 8 of 2 Corinthians. So, listen. Those on the international side, just take notes. Don't be trying to bum around and turn pages because you ain't about it. Take the notes down. Then at your convenience, go back and look. Because you're not going to be able to do both. Because, you know, we've been accused of sometimes you're going too fast. And one reason why, because that's how the Spirit works on you. But take the notes. Write down the scriptures. You write them down first.
Mm-hmm.
Then if we still there, then you take your Bible and turn to it. But make sure you write it down first. Then you put like a check mark there or X. I got to check this out later on. I got to check this out. See, and then one day up the road, when we call verses, like in all of the six caps, you better be flipping over to your right, flipping over to your left. It all comes to you, you know, in time to come. Because we know most organizations just turn 2-3 pages, then talk the rest of the day. So everybody keep up with that. But you don't keep up the six of knowing the camps like that. Now, I'm going to get ready to read from the seal, Sirach, and 425, what it says.
Sirach, chapter 4, verse 25.
Yeah.
Verse 25.
What?
In no wise speak against the truth.
He said, in no wise speak against the truth.
Right? But be
obey. That means be low key. Be low key. When the truth come out, well, I don't know the truth, but okay. But don't just run the jibber jab. Mm-hmm. You gotta go check it out. Don't just all of a sudden get fired up because you are just go be like the Bereans in the 17th chapter 10 and 11. Go search the scriptures, see it yourself.
Yeah.
Don't just thought, well, my pastor said, no, I'm not gonna do that. Well, Joseph Smith said, no, don't do that. Well, the Pope said, don't do that. Go in the Bible and see, do the Bible support what we think.
That's right.
How you do it.
That's right.
Before you got a comment, go in the Bible and see what it is itself. That's all. That's how you do it. So everybody can bump the gum.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be, and we ain't going to win no bump the gum contest. You're going to win every time. But when you focus on now, we're going to show you what the Bible says. So we find out that, what we find out again, Mother Z, in 425?
In no wise speak against the truth,
yeah,
but be a basis of the error of thee
So your ignorance.
Ignorance.
So your ignorance when you shoot the mouth out and you got no verse to contend with nothing. You got no verse. I got some. What you got? Well, I won't run my mouth. Well, see, that's out of order. Because your words will be yeah, yeah, or nay, nay. If you got a verse, then what verse are you working with? Because it tell you plainly above Micaiah 41:21 of the book of Isaiah, it makes it plain. 41:21 of Isaiah, what it say that we can read?
Going over there to the book of Isaiah chapter 41. We're going to pick it up at verse number 21. The book of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 21 reads, produce your cause.
Produce your cause.
Said to Yahuwah.
Yeah.
Bring forth your strong reason.
Bring forth your strong reason.
Said the king of Israel.
So now, and how you bring forth your strong reason? Read that, Mother Z. Read how you bring it up. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. How do you bring forth your strong reason? How do you do it? Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. Mother Z, what it say? James knows, because he was with his brother for 33 years. So know what he's talking about. Verse 17.
Verse 17. If it
has
no
work,
then he is no longer.
So you can say, I believe I can go to the store and bring back some of the store. Okay, you believe it? Okay, what you do? I believe. Well, you believe it. Well, then when you get anything, you got to do some work. That means faith, you got to do some work. See? Faith is dead alone if you don't do no work. Oh, I believe on this broadcast we're going to, no, we got to go through the motion on this broadcast. 18, what does it say?
18.
Right.
Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have work. Show me thy faith without thy work. Mm. And I will show thee my faith by my work.
I'm going to show you my faith. What kind of way, mother?
By my work.
By my work. Yeah. By my work. Oh, I got faith. Okay, I'm saying that. But what's your work then? What the word said? Verse 20. Now, I know James was talking about. Verse 20. Great. something going on and you got to correct. But now you got to do something. You want the grace and you're calling on the phone, I'm expecting you to get on your computer and email me my money. Huh? That's what I'm expecting you to do. You can't come in and email me my money. See that? So there's going your grace. Now, come on back there, young man.
All right. We're going back over to Ephesians chapter 2, 8 down to 10.
Okay.
Picking it back up at verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of Yahuwah.
It's the gift. Go ahead.
Verse number 9. Not a work.
Not a work.
Means any man should boast.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Yahuwah the Son unto good works, which Yahuwah has before ordained that we should walk in them.
Now, but not a work. Now this is where the game changer comes. He said, but not by works. What works he talked about that we can read, young line. Let's see what he's trying to tell you in Acts. Now we got to precept that, because he said, oh, it's your work. See, now that's kind of a contradiction. That's your work. But that's where you got to precept your Bible. Let's find what works he's talking about that ain't going to get you where you want to get to. Now we got to find out what works are you talking about by going to Acts chapter 14. We're going to find out what works are you talking about. Read verse 1, and let's read on table like you see it in verse 1. Acts 14:1, that young man.
Going over there to the book of Acts. We're going to pick it up at chapter 14.
Verse 1 and 2.
And we want verse number 1 and verse number 2.
And I need all these good old words, and I need them in there for a reason.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, and it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews.
Yep.
And so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews,
both of the Jews,
and also of the Greeks, believed.
So the Jews were there, the Greeks were there, both were there. So both of them were there, mm-hmm. Jews and Greeks. Mm-hmm. What happened in verse 2?
Verse 2. But the unbelieving Jews, stirred up the Gentiles.
They stirred up the Gentiles.
And made their minds evil affected against the brethren.
You see that? Against the brethren. So these Jews and Gentiles are brothers. These Jews and Gentiles, they are brothers. We not getting on that right now. We're going to put that on the table. The Jew and the Gentile, they brothers. Okay, good. Now skip down to verse number. Get down to verse number 8.
All right.
Verse 8.
We're going over to the book of Acts chapter 14, picking up in verse 8. Verse 8 reads.
Okay.
And there sat a certain man at Lasher.
Yeah.
Impotent in his feet.
Yeah.
Being a cripple from his mother's womb.
Right.
Who never had walked.
Never had walked.
Verse 9. Verse 9. The same heard Paul speak.
The same heard Paul speak. Go ahead.
Who steadfastly beholding him.
And Paul preaches. So Paul preaches. Go ahead.
And perceiving that he had faith to be healed.
So Paul perceived that he had faith to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew he had to do something. He had to get where Paul was at. Mm-hmm. So he had to get there. Because he knew the man and I was going to be there, so he got there, and he believed by getting that number, he believed something would happen good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read.
All right. Verse number, stand with a loud voice.
Stand with a loud voice.
Stand up upright.
Get up on your feet.
On your feet?
Go ahead.
And he leaped and walked.
And what did he do?
He leaped and walked.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 11. And when the people saw that Paul had done, they lift up their voices.
Uh-huh.
Saying, in the speech of Lyconia, the Yahuwahs are come down to us in the likeness of men.
You see it is? So now, the Lyconians, remember, they are brothers to the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
They said, in a loud voice, that the Yahuwahs of heaven came down
Bethlehem. And they called Barnabas.
And they called, what they called Barnabas?
Jupiter.
They called him Jupiter.
And Paul.
Mercurius.
Yeah, right. Because he was the chief speaker.
Okay, good. Right. So now, all the big dignitaries gave him a name. As we all been given the name, after we got named today, African American, Negro, and Christian. So they always going to give you a name. Go ahead and read.
Verse number 14.
Right.
13. Then the priest of Jupiter,
yeah,
which was before their city,
okay, go ahead,
bought oxen and garlands unto the gate.
So they would got some ox and garlands and brought it to the gate.
And would have done sacrifice with the people.
So when something happened good, all they knew, because the brethren had broke away from the brethren back there in 11th chapter of 1 Kings, and 12, so they were in with the same thing. Remember, once they broke away from the chief leadership, their mind stayed where they were at.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happened with the 10 Northern tribe that came over here to the world over here.
Mm-hmm.
Their mind stayed where it was at.
That's right.
That's what I keep telling you. And if you don't believe that, show me any member in the 6th Anointed camp that have walked out from the 6th Anointed camp, come back with anything of a progressive or more understanding than we were there. Which one? What's your name? Give me the first. What's their name is? Every last one that leads this organization, when you do them, they're as dumb as all I know. They're the same place we've seen them at with their day left. Show me anybody different. Who? When they come? Where? What time? See? It don't work like that.
Hallelujah. What?
He told you. And I got to put a rabbit out of there. Help me out, Moses. He made it plain to you in 15 verse 5 of 2 John. See, you know, it turned out. We got to understand something. If you break away from this right here, the truth, and you think you can go somewhere else and get something, what every person that ever came back, they just were they left at. Who's saying different than Clay? What's your name? It happened. But it don't work like that. The Bible tell you how it works. What is that, Mother B? What is that, 15, verse 5?
St. John, chapter 15, verse 5.
What?
Verse 5.
What?
I am the vine.
Uh-huh.
He are the branches.
Yeah.
He that abides in me.
Uh-huh.
And I in him.
Uh-huh.
The same bringeth forth much fruit.
Make a point, Mother.
Well, without me, he can do nothing.
You can take it the way you want to take it. There it is right now. Without the sixth anointed camp, it's Jim's word in you. You're going to find out you're going to be a standstill. And when you miss a class, you miss a lot. That's why we put Luke 12:12 on the table. So we don't know where we're going. But we're going to get you there. Now, so, what we left off on? Now, come on back to the 14th chapter. What else are they doing?
We're going to Acts chapter 14, picking it back up at verse number 13.
What?
And God is unto the gate, and would have done sacrifices with the people.
So, what they remember, when you do wrong or something do good, you always come to the priest and bring a sacrifice. Then the priest will tell you, your sin is forgiven. See? So whatever you got, but it can never take away sin, but to check you, stop doing what you're doing. And you got a big organization right now. You got now what's called a confession book. You tell him what you done did, and he tell you your sin is forgiven. See, that don't work with the Bible. This is what they come up with. Go ahead and read.
All right, verse 14, which when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes.
So when Paul heard of what the leadership was doing, they rent their clothes. What did they do?
And ran in among the people crying out.
And ran to the leadership crying out to people.
Verse 15.
What is that?
And saying, sir.
He said, sir.
Why do you these things?
He said, why are you doing the sacrifice thing? Why are you killing animals? What thing. Go ahead.
We also are men of like passion with you.
He's as you. So we just like you. We are passion with you. Same person, same people. You just from Northern, we from Southern. That's all he said. We from Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and you from North. We're the same people. Go ahead and read.
We also are men of like passions with you and taught unto you that you should turn from these vanities.
What do you call animal sacrifice?
Vanity.
Vanity. Go ahead.
Unto the living Yahweh.
And turn to the living Yahweh. Go ahead and read.
Which made heaven.
Made heaven.
In earth.
And earth.
And the sea.
Go ahead.
And all things that are therein.
Uh-huh.
Verse 16.
That's good though. So we find out right now that they knew that you have to sacrifice something. It's always an animal. But then when you go to Hebrews chapter 10, young line, look what it says in verse 1, and we'll read a little bit, then we'll skip down to verse 12, then we got that out of the way. Because what he was telling you, that this is not going to get you back up under the bond of the Almighty by sacrificing. That don't work no more. Because he's going to tell you why in Hebrews 10, verse 1 down to verse 5. He will tell you why. Then verse 3. Listen good. Take note. Those on the international side, just take note. You can go back at your leisure and try to turn pages. Because that's because most likely, we believe what we have did so far, it take you 6 months for your preacher to catch up on turning these pages. 10, 1 through 5. Verse 12.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 1 down to 5 and verse number 12.
Listen.
Verse 1 reads.
What?
For the law having a shadow of good things to come,
yes,
and not the very image of the thing, can never with those sacrifices.
So what law are you talking about?
Sacrifices.
The sacrifice law. That's the law that you can't do no works on. Sacrifice. The law he's talking about you can't gain by doing works is the animal sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go kill no animal or go pay some man for your sins to be forgiven. That don't work no more. Can't go ask a priest or priest, but look here. My name is Frank Nitty. I just got to put out a St. Valentine's hit. I'm killing a whole lot of people. Oh, you did? What can I do to make sure I'm getting to the into heaven, into the rapture of heaven? Well, you know, I went to Al Capone pay you for to do what you did since you was over there in Miami, laying back skinny and grinning, and you weren't getting hit out. We know you weren't. You was his right hand man.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't getting hit. You said, I tell you to do. Just hit my box real good,
mm-hmm.
Make it real happy. Cause I need another home. I can get a couple of cars.
Okay, okay.
Can you make that happen? Yeah. Well, son, your sin is forgiven then. Run on back out and get back in again. That's what they do. I mean, they beat up everything. The first thing Sunday morning, all the games. These bricks come in with their pistols.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're on the side. Well, you know, I've done bad again. Well, go to the confession, man. Tell the man what you did.
They do it.
Write him a check.
Hallelujah.
Bring my mother's body bag full of money. Take that body bag and fill it up full of money and your sins is forgiven, my son.
That's right.
That was it. All right, that's enough of that. Now, so where we at?
Hebrews chapter 10, picking it up in the middle of verse number 1.
Right.
Can never with those sacrifices,
right,
which they offered year by year, continually make the common thereunto perfect.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin.
No, that can't make you by animal sacrifice. That don't make you perfect. Hey, Mother Z, what makes you perfect that we can read? 19 verse 7 Psalms. So how you, what makes you perfect? You can't get perfect by doing the animal sacrifice. You can't work your way through it by killing the animals or cattle. How much money you gonna pay because of what you just got through doing? How you be perfect is what the mental spirit, the Holy Ghost told David. The biblical definition of being perfect is in 19 verse 7 and 8. chapter 19, verse 7 and 8. What does it say, Mother?
Chapter 19, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7, the law of the Yahweh is perfect.
Wait a minute, what's perfect?
The law.
You got to keep the law. The law is perfect. And as a matter of fact, hold that point. That's good. That's all we need with that. We need no more. Now, Mother E, let's talk about this law and this purpose. They love to quote Paul, but what did Paul say in 7 verse 1, 10, 12, and 16? Now, they love to quote Paul. So Paul saying the law is, David saying the law is perfect through the mental spirit. So you got to keep the law to be perfect. And let's see how long you under this law according to Romans 7, 1, 10, 12, and 16. What is that, Mother?
The book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 1.
Prepared me.
Oh, he said sacrificing and sin again, you couldn't take the meat. The Levites took that meat. So you lost all the way around. You see? So, and cows got back in there, moving the cows. You took some big bulls away. So now, so he said, you didn't like that law, no way. But when you sin against me, you have to do something. You have to bring the animal to the priest. And the priest said, what you do? Whatever I did. Well, go get me two of them big old stallion bulls. You got to bring it back here. Huh? That was it. But the cow didn't be happy. I know. That's a check. You stop sinning against me. So you know you didn't like that. So what did he say in 12 through 15?
We're going on over to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 10, verse 12, down to verse 15.
Verse 12. What?
But this man,
what?
After he had offered one sacrifice for sin.
This man offered one sacrifice for sin.
Forever.
And what then he offered? For you not to kill no more animals. Not the moral law. Not, God did not kill. Because I made it plain, Mother Z. I made it plain. In the 13th chapter, verse 10, I made it plain. Now, John is writing it hereafter. So he made it plain, mother, in 13, verse 10. My fact, read 9 just to make it sound good. Revelation chapter 13, 9 and 10. Mother Z, what does it say?
Revelation.
Chapter 13. Raise that voice up there, mother.
Revelation. 13, verse 9 and 10.
Yeah, what does it say?
Revelation, chapter 13, verse 9. If any man have an ear, let him hear.
So if any man got an ear, let him hear. Any woman got an ear, let him hear. This is end time prophecy, what it says in verse 10.
Revelation, chapter 13, verse 10. Verse 10. He that leadeth into captivity.
If anybody leads you into captivity, I don't care what end you play, if you lead them into captivity,
captivity shall go into captivity.
You're going into captivity. So if you were part of leading somebody into captivity, although you didn't have to run nobody down, you sit there in the boat, and you threw them away in the boat and got in the river and talking about all these spots over here, that blood is on your hand for what you did. Go ahead.
He that killeth with the sword.
And if you stuff anybody with a sword, go ahead, and killed them.
Must be killed with a sword.
You must be killed with a sword. So if you have put that bang on somebody, it was not self-defense. I'm just going to shoot him because I don't like him. I'm just going to hang him because I don't like him. That's the same way he got what I'm going to do on you when he returns. I put that bang on him because I didn't like the way he looked at me. Okay? All right, Frank Native.
Uh-huh.
The way you deliver that St. Valentine Master up, the same way Yahweh going to deliver you up. Yeah. Whatever man sold, that's what you're going to reap. Simple as that. So you got that good. So now, back to Hebrews again. Go ahead.
All right. We're going back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, and we're picking it up at the end of the verse.
Right.
Set down on the right hand of Yahweh the Father.
Yes.
Verse 13. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Verse 14. For by one offering he hath perfected them that are sanctified.
So he made one offering. So he offered himself for you not to kill no more animals. Because you're not up under the sacrificial law no more. That's the law that's been done away with. Not the moral law. You can't shoot nobody and bet y'all why he's going to get you up the road. You can get away with it now because this is the world of saving the devil. But Yahweh will put all the records on the table. And that those that get power don't just get happy and get excited. I'm a shooter because he broke out running. You shooting because he broke out running. Guess what? Yahweh will shoot you and make you break out running. You see? With some great big messing spirit. So understand one thing. Where you sow, where you reap, that's what you got coming. Mm-hmm. So be just. Whatever you do, whatever perfecting you in, be just. So everything you're doing, Yahweh is taking notes on it. So don't get excited and make a wrong move because your partner is low down. You make a guess move every time. What's the next verse say?
Verse 15. Wherefore, the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us.
And the Holy Ghost always, we can go to it and read it in the first book of Enoch 20, verse 1. All they do is peek. They watch. Their job is to watch you. They watching you now.
Yeah.
That's all they do is watch. The Holy Ghost is watching you. Right now. They don't say that until you because you're not out. But he's taking notes on you. And other lessons, he will show you. He's going to lay them some notes, his lessons, right before you, where you say, well, you know, I was good, you was good. Okay, what day did you keep the worship? Well, I kept Sunday 9 o'clock in the morning. And you good? Who gave you that? The Bible didn't tell you that. The Bible made it plain what day to keep. And every month in 2 verse 3 of Genesis, what did the Bible say? Genesis 2 verse 3, what did the Bible say, Mother? Well, I done good. I kept like the Latter-day Saints in the Roman Catholic Church. We keep Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to say, well, what do the Bible say?
Yeah.
What do the Bible say in 2 verse 3? What did it say that, Mother?
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3.
Hey, Mother, you have me Ezekiel 20, verse 10 through 12, and Brother McCall has me 19 and 20 waiting on.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, and Yahweh blessed the seventh day.
What day did he bless, Mother?
The seventh day.
The seventh day when the sun go down on Friday to the sun go down on Saturday. Every day is not a blessed day. The blessed day is the Sabbath day. When the sun set on Friday to the sun set on Saturday.
And sanctified is.
And that's the day he sanctified that day.
Because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
So the day is the blessed day when the sun set on Friday, sun set on Saturday. Now, Mother, we talking to, we're going to read verse 5 just to make it sound good. Ezekiel 20, verse 5, what it say, Mother?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 5, read.
Listen to this.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 5, 10 took place.
Uh-huh.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 5. And say unto him, thus saith Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel.
Who did he chose?
Israel.
Okay, good.
And lifted up my hand unto the seed of the family of Jacob.
Oh, seed, huh? The seed of Israel. Set me up. Set me. We was in the law of this thing, so he... The one that he got this blessing on is the seed of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
And made myself known unto them.
No, you made yourself known to Joseph Smith and the successor Pope. No, it don't work like that with the Bible. He made himself known to the children of Israel's seed. That's what we read, ain't it, Mother? Go ahead and read.
In the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand, unto them.
Unto them.
Saying,
what?
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
What I said, I told him, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Hey, Mother, how many letters is that?
Four letters.
Y-H-W-A. Four letters. Y-H-W-A. What the Greeks call a tetragrammaton. Put a long word on the four letters. What that word mean? Tetragrammaton. That's big. Oh, you don't talk about the four letters.
Mm-hmm.
Man, get on out of here. You can make out long words for the four letters. Take the grammar child, the long word for the four letters. Y-H-W-H. Get down to verse 10. 20, what's that, Mother?
Verse 10. Wherefore, I caused him to go forth out of the land of Egypt.
Yeah.
And brought him unto
certainly shown to you if you do what you can do. What, Mother?
Live in me.
You can live in them. Go ahead.
Moreover, also I
gave him
my Sabbath.
You gave
him
what?
My Sabbath.
Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday.
To be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctifies him.
What's the sign, Mother? What is Yahweh's sign? Sabbath day. That's his sign. So whatever sign you make it off on Masons or whatever signs you make it, the only sign in the Bible is the what day, Mother?
The Sabbath.
The Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday, that is the Bible sign. 19 and 20, Brother Micaiah, young lion brain.
The book of Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 19 and verse number 20.
Listen to that.
Verse 19, read.
What?
I am the Yahuwah.
I'm the Yahuwah.
You're Yahuwah.
You're Yahuwah.
Walk in my statute.
Walk in my statute.
Keep my judgment.
Keep my judgment.
And do them.
And what?
And do them.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 20. And hallow my Sabbath.
Hallow my Sabbath.
And they shall be a sign between me and you.
So when you keep the Sabbath day, you got the sign between your mighty one and you. Come on.
That you may know.
That you may what?
That you may know.
That you may know.
That I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. How many letters is that?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H. Yahuwah.
That's the sign. So now look in the mirror and tell me, are you keeping the Bible sign or are you keeping some man's sign? If you're keeping the man's sign, then you're going to pay the price. This is what's going to get you in the kingdom. Keep the Bible sign. And that's why they tell you, stay out of this book, and we'll give you a book called Catholic edition book. We'll give you the Mormon book. We'll give you the Abrahamic book. They've been plagiarizing your book ever since they wrote their book through your book.
Hallelujah.
You don't know if they're taking your verse out and put it before your eyes and come up with a Sunday out of a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
See? Before your eyes. You still falling for it. That's up to you. You can continue falling for it. But if you go by the Bible, the man going to wake you up just to burn you in the back. But they tell you in your big organization, if you do the works and do all your temple work and pay your tithe, keep your Sunday, and wear your undergarments, called your garments, your fringes under your clothes, the Sabbath day thing. But they got, they wear their fringes under their clothes. How in the world could that sister sing Yahuwah the Sorrow in the 8th chapter of St. John? She's saying it's French by saying French. But the Latter-day Saints got them wearing what's called miracle garments under their clothes. All that. Your blessing and wear them as long as you live. Under your clothes. Under your clothes. You see that? Well, no, we'll take it at next week. So now, let's go back to, let me get a few more in, and I'm going to pass on the air. You know, I can't have any word of Yahweh. I'm going to tell you. The man is going to tell you something. It's up to you. Did we finish any Ephesians out? Did we finish the whole 8 through 10?
You said business?
Yeah, man, I was like,
I finished that all the way to 20. 19 to 20.
Now, come back. Come on back. Now, let me get into Galatians real quick.
Going back to Galatians.
Galatians 3 and 24 down to verse 28.
Okay.
Now, because they're going to make a statement. And now we can chop this up real quick. Now see, but you got to go in the Bible and chop this thing up. We're going to Galatians chapter 3, pick up verse 24.
All right, we're going back over to the book of Galatians. We're going to chapter 3, we're picking it back up at verse number 24.
Yeah, what it says.
24 read.
Right.
Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster.
Right, our teacher.
To bring us unto Yahuwah the Son.
And this is our law, this Bible. This bring you back to him, this Bible. This is schoolmaster right here.
Mm-hmm.
We are the school teachers, and we're going to teach out this Bible right here and show you, come back to him, what's written in this book. Go ahead.
That we might be justified by faith.
And you'll be justified by faith, and faith, and faith without work is dead. So you got to do something on what he told you to do so far. Go ahead.
That's right. Verse 25. But after that faith is come.
Now the faith that came is the one call the Almighty Son after faith has come. But we can't preach up everything with these next 10 minutes we're going to put in. So faith has changed, and he came and sacrificed himself for you to get you out from under the sacrificial law, but you still got to do the moral law as long as you live.
Verse 25.
Right.
We are no longer under a schoolmaster.
Now you're not up under schoolmaster because you're keeping the schoolmaster. Remember, a righteous man, a matter of fact, you see that lights out there, all the lights out there, stop signs and red lights, they ain't for a person that is going to do right. It's for the one that's going to do wrong.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. See, that's for the one that's going to do wrong.
Hallelujah. Wrong.
Long as you don't run the light, and the ticket man sitting there, he don't catch you. You're not up under that. But if you run it and you get the picture taken, you're up under that now.
Mm-hmm.
You got the picture. Now they snap the picture. They just sit there and put the camera on. Take a look here. Send in the mail to you. Come on down and see me. I put this ticket on you. You don't see me today. Next month, you owe me some more. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 26. For you are all the children of Yahweh.
You are all the children of Yahweh.
The Father.
Yes.
By faith in Yahweh the Son.
Okay. Go ahead.
27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Yahweh the Son.
Okay, now listen, go ahead now.
Have put on Yahweh the Son.
Okay, wait.
27.
Okay, go ahead.
28.
Now this one, all of this thing of terror that you stumble all day long. Go ahead, watch it.
All right.
Watch it.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 reads, there is neither Jew nor Greek.
There's neither Jew nor Greek.
There is neither bond nor free.
There's neither bond nor free.
There is neither male nor female.
Yes.
For you are all one in Yahweh the Son.
He said, now you're all one in Yahweh the Son. So you ain't no Jew. You ain't no Greek. You neither born or free. You're all one in Yahweh the Son. They got Christ. Good. But watch the next verse, 29.
And if you be Yahweh the Son.
Now, if you be Yahweh the Son.
Then are you Abraham's seed.
What is that? No, that ain't spiritual. Seed, he's talking seed. You Abraham seed. He's talking to Abraham seed. Mm-hmm. Abraham seed.
Hallelujah.
Abraham seed. Give you Abraham seed. But remember, the covenant was to Isaac and was to Jacob when they came to Israel.
Hallelujah.
So this talking about the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who named the chain to Israel.
Yeah. And heirs according to the promise.
And now you heir to the promise. What promise? What promise you heir to? Back to the 9th chapter 1-5, bring it, Romans. What promise? What, now you got to preach up your Bible, Mr. Preacher. Preach up your Bible. What you mean by you need a Jew and mother? Tell me 1 Maccabees chapter 1. Because reading Paul says this, because the Protestant church protested of Martin Luther, protested against the Pope. So he started his own thing, and he removed the 14 books out of your Bible, called Apocrypha. So you don't have this foundational understanding what Paul's talking about, but we'll give you a brief, and if you go on your Amazon and order you an Apocrypha, little red book, you better keep up or go to your computer and keep up. What you reading?
All right, we're going over there to the book of Romans. And we're going to pick it up at chapter 9, verse 1 down to verse 5.
Listen.
Verse 1 reads.
What?
I say.
What?
The truth in Yahweh the Son, I lie not.
Yes.
My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Verse 2. That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my mind.
Okay.
Verse 3. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Yahweh the Son,
yes,
for my brethren, my kinsmen,
my kinfolk,
according to the flesh.
So Paul talks about the flesh. His kinfolk is the one that in Rome, he's talking about the one that is flesh.
Yeah.
Lord, feet, dog.
Hallelujah.
So, Peter and Paul is Israelites. They're not the seed of Esau, the five tribes, translated today as the white man and the white woman. So we over there in the Roman Catholic Church, my Peter is your successor, and we are the successor of Peter. No, Peter is not in that bloodline. Peter is in the bloodline of the Israelites. He's in the bloodline of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, not Esau.
Hallelujah.
See, all that got to be dealt with in another
time. Who are, verse 4, who are Israelites?
Israelites.
To whom pertains the adoption?
Oh, so the Israelites got the adoption, not the Latter-day Saints, not the Catholic Church, not Islam. The Israelites got the adoption. Go ahead.
All right. And the glory.
The Israelites got the glory.
And the covenant.
The Israelites got the covenant.
And the giving of the law.
And the Israelites is the only one to teach the Bible.
In the service of Yahweh.
And they get the service of Yahweh, the Israelites.
And the Israelites, the promise.
And there go Israel, there the promise. If you do all this, then you come back to the kingdom. So Israelites got everything, but the preacher would never teach you that everything was given to Israel. They say everything was given to Joseph Smith and the Pope. That's blasphemy, of course, it is Bible.
Hallelujah,
it don't work. But you need to do no agree. Now, whatever the name of it, come back to 1 Maccabees. This is what Paul was talking about. 1 Maccabees, because Paul has the record of his people in 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 41. Just read a bit, mother. Yeah, now watch this. Listen to this.
Verse 19, chapter 1, verse 41 reads, Moreover, King Antioch spoke to his whole kingdom.
Now, King Antioch is a descendant of Esau. Translated there as the white man and the white woman. This is Esau's descendant. King Antioch. So Pippinus means God on earth. That is it. Go ahead.
That all should be one people.
He said, now all should be one people. So it means if you would call yourself an Israelite, you got to put that down. If you call yourself any other name you have, you got to put that down. You see, we all going to be one people. Go ahead.
Verse 42. And everyone should heed his law.
And whatever law that you've been brought up with, put that to the side. I got new laws for you.
Here is the origin of this put in place. You couldn't keep the Sabbath day
no more. And you better not tell your people it was a Sabbath day. And that's why you've been raised up all your life saying Sunday is the worship day. 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning. That's S-U-N worship day.
Hallelujah.
You worship S-U-N, Satan, the devil. Sunday. Not the Bible, Sabbath day, sunset, Friday, sunset, Saturday. Go ahead.
Or ancient feast.
Oh, feast. All the feast day you keep it now is Christmas, Easter, New Year's, and Easter. Them feasts has been put to violate you from keeping the Leviticus 23. When you keep them feasts, you keep the feast of Satan the devil. Go ahead and read.
Or to profess himself at all to be a Jew.
See, you couldn't even call yourself by your nationality. You couldn't call yourself an Israelite. You couldn't call yourself Judah. You got to call yourself a Greek. And that's what Paul was telling them when he met him over there in Galatians. You neither Jew nor Greek. All the name that you've been given is over with.
Hallelujah. Wow.
That's what he tells you. But you got to have a history where it comes from. See, Paul exposed the history. He knows when you have to put your name and leave your name down for a cursed name. He came to free you. Read them up.
Verse 7.
Right.
And the day of the king's birth.
And the day of the king's birthday. Yeah. This is when you, tonight you be doing birthdays. Mm-hmm. This is where the birthdays come in. Don't talk about that. The birthday. Oh, this is my birthday. What you gonna have? I'm going to have a big birthday party. Mm-hmm. This is where it comes from right here, the birthday party. Your birthday. Celebrate your birthday. The Almighty Son told you remember his death. You don't turn around into a birthday. You out of order everywhere. Christianity, Islam, Judaism, they out of order everywhere. That's why we must come now.
Hallelujah.
But correctly according to the Bible. Read.
Every month they were bought by bitter constraint.
The Israelites didn't want to do it, but they, upon the power of the king, so they come to celebrate birthdays. This is the guy instituted his birthday stuff.
By bitter constraint to eat of the sacrifice.
And eat some hog while you're there. Like every January the 1st, what you call New Year's, but New Year's really is AD 14. But eat some hog with some pineapples on top of it. Get that big old, and eat his nose, his tail. The chilling, the ear, the eating footprint. Do all that. And praise the Lord behind it. Very.
And when the feast of Bacchus was kept, the Jews were compelled to go in possession to Bacchus carrying ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. Moreover, there went out a decree to the neighbor cities of the heathen.
A decree went out to all the nations. This is an order. An order is a decree. An order went out to all the nations around Antioch. I'm the God on earth. What he's saying?
By the suggestion of Ptolemy.
Yeah.
Against the Jews.
Against the Jews.
That they should observe the same fashion.
And you do the same thing we do. We eat hog. You eat hog.
And be partakers of their sacrifice.
And be partakers of whatever we got. We eat hog, you eat hog. We keep Christmas, you keep Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We wear days to do, you wear days to do.
That's right.
Take them fringes off. Now he told him. And that's the reason you're not wearing fringes.
Hallelujah.
And then the ones that came up with the Latter-day Saints, they got called the miracle garments. They got their fringes on up under their clothes. They wear up under their clothes.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Up under their clothes, they got their blessing up on, and they wear it as long as they live. This is blasphemy on the 100th degree right here. Now, we need that out here. Let me run to our ear. We'll take a look at something. Now, Paul is in Rome. He's talking to the Israelites that's in Rome. Look what he says, A.L. 118 is this. Let's see if we walk this stage out and we can get out of the way. But I want to leave it out of the bag, not sending my microphone down. 118, what does it say else?
Book of Romans chapter 1, verse number 18 reads.
Right.
For the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all unyahwehness and and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
See, you got a lot of these preachers that hold the truth, but he said a wrath is going to fall on them that hold the truth. But unrighteous, they know they're lying to you. They know you're supposed to keep it on Sunday. How to know the Lord God and Jesus. Mm-hmm. They know it. But the pocket, the money is too high. Read.
Verse number 19. Because that which may be known of Yahweh is manifest in them. For Yahweh has showed it unto them.
Yahweh has shown them to them. Don't you know that the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church, the Latter-day Saints, stay on this broadcast, I'm packed it to the max. 3-hour broadcast. We ain't caught you in nothing. You ain't going to catch us in nothing. Go and read the book. We can catch you in everything.
Hallelujah.
We can catch you every time you open your mouth. We can catch you. Pray.
Verse 20. When the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, then understood by the things that are made, given his eternal power and Yahweh head.
Great.
They are without excuse.
So they without excuse. They know they're lying to you. But they're going to take this thing all the way to the end. They're going to the fire, and guess what? You're going to the fire unless you repent. And we'll show you another lesson on how you got to repent. Great.
Verse 21.
What?
Because that when they knew Yahweh,
yeah,
they heard him not.
Yeah.
Yahweh. You were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. Their foolish mind was darkened.
Pray.
Verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
They confessed themselves to be wise, but they became what?
They became fools.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 23. Changed the greatness of the incorruptible Yahweh into an image made like corruptible man.
Corruptible man, a cross, a rock, all that stuff. Kissing the feet of Mary. She told you plainly, she need a savior. Go ahead and read.
And to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things.
Great.
Verse 24. Before Yahweh also gave them up to uncleanness.
Say, hey, Yahweh did what?
Gave them up to uncleanness.
Yahweh gave you up to uncleanness. Go ahead and read.
To the lust of their own mind.
He let you go for yourself. Go ahead.
To dishonor their own body.
You dishonor your own body. Now, let's see how you honor your own body according to the Bible.
Read.
Verse 25. Who changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie?
Who changed the truth into the lie? How do you dishonor your body? Who changed the truth into a lie? This is the Bible say.
And worship and serve the creature.
Yeah, you the creature is the Pope. The creature is Joseph Smith and the dead man Muhammad. Hey,
more than the creator.
And the creator is the one, the living man. Fred?
Who is blessed forever, hallelujah.
And who is blessed forever, hallelujah.
Verse 26.
What?
For this cause, Yahweh gave them a vile affection.
Yahweh will give you up to what kind of confession?
Vile affection.
Vile confession. Go ahead and read.
Even the women did change the natural youth.
Even the women have changed the natural youth. What can women do?
It's that which is against nature.
Oh, the women is doing something that's against nature? Mm-hmm. What is the women doing against nature as we can read?
Verse 27. And likewise also the men.
Even the men gonna do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What? Even the natural youth of the woman.
Oh, the woman don't want the natural youth of the man no more. And the man don't want that natural use of the woman no more. So what was ordained in the garden, they said, no, we're going to do this. We're going to do it this way. Read a little bit more.
Burning their lust one toward another.
Burning their lust one to another. Go ahead.
Men with men.
Men with men. That means women with women. A woman with another woman. A man with another man. Burning in their lust. Man jumping on the back. He's a back rider. And the woman is kicking out. Go ahead and read.
Look at that which is unseemly.
It's what?
Unseemly.
That's unseemly in the eyes of the mental spirit. Yahweh is here, but the mental spirit watching it, even in the dark, even in the park. if a woman with a woman, that's an error according to the Bible. If a man with a man, that's an error according to the Bible. Go ahead, read.
Verse 28.
Right.
Even as they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge.
And you will keep Yahweh's knowledge, he gave a woman to a man to be a helpmeet. That's what he said up in the garden. 2:18 of Genesis. Go ahead.
Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind.
And Yahweh will give you what kind of mind?
Reprobate mind.
Just a reprobated mind. So if you see a woman with a woman, she got a reprobated mind. I don't care how smart she is. If you see a man with a man, he got a reprobated mind. I don't care how smart he is. Great.
To do those things which are not convenient.
And this thing is not convenient in the eyes of your creator. Read.
Verse 29.
What?
Then deal with all unrighteousness.
That's all unrighteousness.
Fornication.
Fornication.
Wickedness.
Wickedness.
Covetousness.
Covetousness.
Maliciousness.
Maliciousness.
Full of envy.
Full of envy.
Murder.
Murder.
Debate.
Debate.
Deceit.
Deceit.
Malignity.
Malignity.
Whisper. Verse 31.
What?
Backbiters.
Verse 30.
Haters of Yahweh.
Haters of Yahweh.
Despiteful.
Despiteful.
Proud.
Proud.
Boasters.
Boasters.
Inventors of evil things.
Inventors of evil things.
Disobedient to parents.
Disobedient to parents.
Verse 31. Without understanding.
You ain't got no understanding when a man with a man or a woman with a man. You got no understanding. Read.
Covenant breaker.
Covenant breaker. Genesis 2:18. He gave a woman to the man to the woman. You can't procreate two women together, two men together. Hey,
without natural affection.
You got no natural affection. You shouldn't do anything. So if I catch a woman with a woman and a man with a woman, I'm scared of you.
Hallelujah.
You shouldn't do anything.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
Implacable.
Implacable.
Unmerciful.
Unmerciful.
Verse 32.
What?
Who knowing the judgment of Yahweh?
Who knowing the judgment of Yahweh? This Bible tell you the judgment of Yahweh. Listen, good.
They which commit such things.
And they that do the woman on the woman, the man on the man.
Hallelujah.
Are worthy of death.
Hallelujah.
Are worthy of what?
Worthy of death.
Worthy of death. Over to our elder.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once again, this is... I want to say, Yahweh, be with your spirit, Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh. This is the top part of Yahweh's seventh day, and once again, this is Yahweh's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. I'm going to just keep out a few things, and I'm going to get on out the way. You know how I wrote.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And I bring that young lion in to do what he do best.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And just take care of Yahweh's business.
Hallelujah.
So open up right quick. Let me give me about 2, 3, 4 good 5 hours in and I'm out of the way. Father, let's look at that Luke chapter 12, verse 12 right quick. Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can work up in here on the top part of Yahweh's seven-day mother. Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get a couple in.
Okay. Let's look at Luke chapter 12.
Verse 12.
But the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
We have your teaching what? We believe that. In that very same hour that the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Well, let's look at a statement that was made by our brother Peter. In the book of 1 Peter, I believe I'm looking for. 1 Peter 4. Let me see if that's the one I'm looking for. 1 Peter 4, verse number 11, mother. Let's see what our beloved Peter, the instructions he left for our benefit, right? The book of 1 Peter 4, verse number 11. What did he say, mother?
1 Peter, chapter 4. Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Yahweh.
So he said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles. which is the word of Yahweh, right?
Hallelujah.
If any man minister, if any man want to get on the podium, right? Go ahead, what you got to do? Let him do it as the ability which Yahweh gave.
Verse 13 and verse 16.
23, as if that word was placed on anybody else. Not just the word, that phrase, mother. By these was the eyes of the Gentiles. Let's see if anybody else had that phrase placed on the mother. The book of Judges 4, verse 1 and 2. What are we looking at, Mother's Week? Judges chapter 4. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
What do you say?
And the children of Israel.
Children of Israel?
Again did evil in the sight of the Yahweh.
With Ehud.
With Enon.
Ehud.
Was dead.
Verse number 2, what happened?
Verse 2. Mm-hmm. And the Yahweh sold them unto the hands of Jabez.
King of who?
King of Canaan.
So Jabez is king of Canaan, right? Mm-hmm. Canaan is who? What bloodline did Canaan come out of?
Ham.
Canaan is the Yahweh son of Ham, right? So we ain't got to go and speak that, right? Go ahead, read on. So this conversation is about Canaan, king of Canaan. What happened?
Canaan that ruled.
That ruled?
In
Hazar.
Hazar. The
captain.
Captain of
whose host
was
Caesarea.
Caesarea, which dwelt in
Harishin. Of who?
Of the Gentiles.
Hold on. I thought he was talking about the Canaanite mother. Mm. Verse number 13, come on.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
And
Caesarea.
And Caesarea
all right. Let's get Acts chapter 7. Pick it up at verse number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads, then said the high priest, are these things so? Verse 2, and he said, man, brother and father, hearken. Mm-hmm. The Yahweh of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan.
Haran. Go ahead. All the man of the east side.
Because we know that when Jesus is letting them know, right? Mm-hmm. They talk about the son of Nun, which they call Joshua, right?
Hallelujah.
Is that what they're talking about?
Hallelujah. What they talking about?
But what land did Yahweh give them? Who was the bloodline of the Hittites? What lineage is the Hittites? We might be working with something if we can find out where these Hittites come from, right?
Hallelujah.
Let's look at the book of Genesis, Mother Z. Genesis chapter 10. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it there right quick. Look at Genesis chapter 10. And let's look at this. Let's see if we can just get to the chase, mother. Pick it up at verse number 19. Let's see what we can grab out of verse number 19, mother.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19.
What did he say?
And
pick it up at verse 15. 15. Verse 15, come on.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
Verse 15.
What do you say?
And Canaan begot
Zadon,
firstborn.
His firstborn?
His firstborn and
Het.
And Het. Verse 16.
Hold on. Canaan begot Zadon, his firstborn and Het.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just leave it there. Let's write this Deuteronomy 7, young lad. So Canaan begot Zadon and Het. Right there, Deuteronomy chapter 7. Young line from the tribe of your guys, Judah. Let's think of that verse number 1.
All right.
Deuteronomy 7, verse number 1.
I'm going over there to the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 7.
Verse number 1.
We'll pick it up at verse
now,
number 1.
Now, we're looking to see who are these Hittites, right? What bloodline they came out
of. Hallelujah.
But Yahweh say, Jesus brought them into the possession of the Gentiles. Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
The book of Deuteronomy 7, verse number 1, young man.
All right. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse number 1.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1 reads.
What do you read?
When the Yahweh, your Yahweh, should bring you into the land rather you goest to possess,
mm-hmm.
and has cast out many nations before you.
Go ahead.
The Hittites. And the
Gerashites.
And the Amorites.
Amorites.
And the Canaanites.
Who?
And the Canaanites.
So this is the bloodline of who?
The Canaanites.
This is the bloodline of the Canaanites, right?
Yes,
sir. Let's run back and that'll be the end of this. We can run it past this thing.
Hallelujah.
Let's run back to that Acts chapter 7, young man. Now we got all the information we need to work with, right? Acts chapter 7, verse 24, 45, which is the writer called these Canaanites, young man.
All right.
The book Acts chapter 7, 44 and 45.
All right. The book of Acts, chapter 44 and verse 45.
What do you say?
Verse 44 reads.
What do you read?
Our father had the tabernacle, the temple of witness,
mm-hmm.
and the wilderness. And he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen.
Now, the one that took leadership after Moses was who?
Joshua.
It wasn't Joshua, it was Oshia, the son of Nun, right?
Hallelujah.
Now, they just threw that word in there like they do with the Gentile word, right?
Hallelujah.
They just threw it in there.
And Jesus.
And they got this Jesus coming from Joshua, right?
Hallelujah. Verse
number 45, what do you say?
45 reads.
What do you read?
Which also our fathers that came after bought in with Oshia.
Mm-hmm.
And to the possession of the Gentiles.
The Gentile was who?
The Canaanites.
The Canaanites.
Whom y'all?
That's good.
Okay.
So not only was the Canaanites, we got two witnesses, and they were called Gentiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see if we can find out if anybody else, they placed that title, because that's all it is, a mm-hmm. facetious title.
Mm-hmm.
They don't decide nobody or no one, right? Let's write the book of Jeremiah 46, verse 1 and 2, brother. Let's see if we can get third witness.
Mm-hmm.
Once we got three witnesses, we can just shut it down, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jeremiah 46, 1 and 2, mother. Anybody else who called a Gentile? child other than the son of J-Fax.
Hallelujah.
You know, so kind of Indo Europeans, as they say, right? Jeremiah 46, 1 and 2. What do you say, brother?
Look at Jeremiah chapter 46.
Verse number 1 and 2.
Verse 1 and verse 2.
Go ahead, read up.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
The word of the Yahweh that came to Jeremiah to see again.
Again.
Is this time.
This came from Yahweh, right? Against the Gentiles. Now, who are these Gentiles in verse 2? Against who?
Against Egypt.
Against who?
Egypt.
Hold on. Against Egypt. And you mean the Egyptians. Mizraim, we're referred as this facetious word Gentile. Against who?
Against Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Against the army of
Pharaoh. Nope, not Chuck. King of
Pharaoh.
Not Chuck.
King of Egypt.
Which was?
Which was by the river Euphrates. And
Joshua Mass, which Nebuchadnezzar,
king of Babylon, smoothed. And
smote. That means he cut their head off.
In the fourth year of Jehoiakim.
The fourth year of Jehoiakim.
Jehoiakim.
Mm-hmm.
The son of Joshua.
The son of who?
Joshua.
The son of Joshua.
The king of who? King of Judah.
The son of Josiah. Really, wasn't it? The son of Josiah. King of Judah, right? The mother of Greek. Let me see if I can get one more I want to put on the table, and I'm going to move on out the way. One more statement I want to see, mother. I want to see if I can pull it out right quick. Jeremiah chapter 14, mother. Let's see if we can put one more statement. Let's be late. And that young lion, get back to his seat over there. Especially the book of Jeremiah. That's the one I'm looking for. I don't see what I need there, mother, but we're going to read it anyway. Jeremiah chapter 14. And let's look at verse number 8 and verse number 9. Let's see what that says, mother. Give me a chance to run down the statement I want to peep at, mother, right quick. In the book of Jeremiah, it's a statement that I need to lay my eyes on. Mother Z. Book of Jeremiah chapter 14, verse number 9 and verse number 10.
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 9 and verse 10.
Yes, ma'am. Jeremiah 14, verse 9, verse number 10. Mother Z, Israel, Z, Roy.
Why should you be as a...
Jeremiah chapter 14. Verse 8 and 9.
Jeremiah chapter 14.
Yeah, verse 8. Look at that, yeah. Jeremiah
chapter 14, verse 8 and verse number 9.
Jeremiah chapter 14,
verse 8 and verse 9.
Mm.
Verse 8.
What did he say?
Oh, the hope of Israel.
Oh, the hope of Israel. Go ahead.
Thy servant.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, thereof in time of trouble.
In time of trouble.
Why should you be as a...
Why should you be as what?
Be as a stranger in the land,
mm-hmm.
and as a
wayfaring
man that turn aside to tarry for a night.
They find me that turn aside to tarry for a night. I mean, what you waiting on right here? Go ahead, read up.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Why should you be as a man of sun? As
man astonished, is that what it's saying? Why should you be as a man astonished?
Astonished. yet you, O Yahweh, are in the midst of us, and we are called by the name, by your name, lead us not.
Well, I still ain't ready to cross what I'm
looking
for here, so I might as well just let it go, right? Hey, and what do you get that young man from the tribe of Yahweh Judah? But the Micaiah Israel sees one and I said,
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. If I want to
spread the gospel, I'll bring it in.
Hey, Yahweh, I'll drop that spin on you. Yahweh, to thank you for bringing that word out. Hallelujah. 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 All right. So we're going to keep the ball game rolling at the top part of the Saturday. We're going to see how Yahweh leads this thing. But let's see what we got cooking. Mother E, let's get some Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 in. There's a few things that I'm going to add on and bring to the table. Touches the things throughout the week on the line. And, let me see how we can tie this on in, what we've been discussing. So let's see how Yahweh going to lead this in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12. Mother E, you on the clock.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And we at B-O-T-T-Y, we believe that. That's what we go off of, this book. As the elder have bought out earlier, and I'm just going to reiterate that out all over again. We're going to read that again, Mother Z. We'll go to that 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 11. Man, let's put that back on the table one more time. 1
Peter chapter
4,
verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the
oracles
of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh gave.
Which Yahweh giveth,
Yahweh giveth them. Yahweh in all things may be glorified through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praises and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we got to make sure when we speak. We got to make sure we're speaking according to the oracles of Yahweh. And we got to make sure when we do this thing. Let's see what he said. The mother Ian. St. John chapter 3, verse number 34. St. John chapter 3, verse 34. We got to make sure when we speak this word, we don't want to stop speaking our own words. We want to make sure that we speak according to the oracles, the word of Yahweh. So let's see what he said in St. John chapter 3, verse number 34. Mother,
St. John chapter 3, verse 34.
Yes, ma'am.
But he who Yahweh has sent.
So he who Yahweh has sent. When he sent, how he supposed to speak?
Speak the words of
Yahweh. So he got to speak the words of Yahweh. When you sent by Yahweh, somebody comes to you, they ain't speaking the words of Yahweh. They ain't sent.
Hallelujah.
It's something we got to keep in our mind. What else he said?
So Yahweh
give
not the spirit by measure unto man.
So, and then when he come, when he's speaking the word of Yahweh, he going to come. Speaking the word of Yahweh, there ain't gonna be no measuring on it. You know, because he said something in the book of Luke. In the book of Luke chapter 12, let me make sure I want verse number, I'm gonna get some of this with you too, Mother E and Mother Z. You gotta tag me in too now. You can't hog all the blessings now. We're gonna get some Luke. We're gonna go to chapter 12, and I'm gonna pick it up at verse number 46 down to verse 48. And the book of Luke, chapter 12, and like I said, we're going to see how this all come out. Because he said something in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 46 down to verse 48. Verse 46 reads, The Yahweh of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Verse 47. And that servant which knew his Yahweh's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. So let's find out what Yahweh's will first. Let's put that on the table.
That's big, young lion.
We'll go to Psalms chapter 40. Mm-hmm. We're going to pick it up at verse number 8. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Yahweh's will is.
That's
will. Mother E, help me out here. We go to Psalms chapter 40, and let's see what verse number 8 says.
Psalms chapter 40.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am. And remember, this is a servant that knew Yahweh's will.
Psalms chapter 40, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
I delight to do thy will, O my Yahweh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Day that law is within my mind.
So this his will is his law.
Yeah.
You got to delight to do the will of Yahweh by doing his law.
Yeah.
And that's we want to put that on the table so we can get a close understanding about what's his will and which is the law.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back and let's pick it up at verse number, I'm going to read at verse 48. We're going back to Luke chapter 12. And I'm going to pick it up at verse number 48. 48 reads, but he that knew not and did it, verse 48, but he that knew not and did commit things worthy of strife shall be beaten with two stripes.
Mm-hmm.
For unto whomsoever much is given,
mm-hmm,
of him shall be much required.
Mm-hmm.
And to whom man have committed much of him, they will act the more. So when Yahweh drops this thing down to you, you speak according to the words of Yahweh, and remember he said Yahweh give it not the spirit by measurement to him. That means you go come to Yahweh and say, give me some more of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna be sitting around here fumbling around, playing around, saying, hey, I don't want no more. I'm tired of getting angry.
Mm-hmm.
You go want some of that stuff, saying Yahweh, no matter how it's coming.
If my people, which are called by my name,
mm-hmm,
shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from thy wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive thy sin and will heal thy land.
So, Yahweh said, if my people, which I call by my name. So, we want to deal with a few things in this scripture first. First, let's put some on the line about who his people is. That's what we're going to deal with first, so we can make sure we just get that on the mark. All right, so, Mother, let me just get warmed up real quick, Mother E. Let me have a day, and we're going to pick it up at chapter 9. And just give me verse number 19 and verse number 20. And we're going to deal with this first because we're going somewhere with this.
Daniel chapter 9, 19 and 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Daniel chapter 9. from the heaven and forgive thy sin. thou people Israel.
Not right there. That's all we need. So we know that his people is Israel. Now let's find out who is not his people in verse 32.
Moreover, concerning the stranger,
uh-huh,
people, Israel.
That's all we need right there, Mother. So we know that the stranger is not the people of Israel. So if you're not Israel, and Yahweh is like, you are the stranger. So we just want to make sure we put that, get that case of point cleared out. Now let's go back over here, because we want to talk a little bit about us. I want to go into something about these strangers, too, right it's on the table. But all that's going to come in and out. It's going to tie it all in. Now, we'll go to 2 Chronicles, Mother, back to 2 Chronicles, Mother Z. And what we want out of 2 Chronicles, let's go back and pick it up at verse number 14.
2 Chronicles, chapter 6.
Chapter 7, and we want verse 14. We're coming back over there to that verse 14 again. Chapter 7, verse 14, in the same book as 2 Chronicles. 2
Chronicles. Chapter 7, verse 14.
Uh-huh. And when you see my people in there, you can tag that name in there because the national audience know who they're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if anybody got anything to say, you know they now they can go back and over 2 Chronicles, that's chapter 6, verse 24 and 25. Somebody say, man, but what about the strength of the other people? They got 32 to back it up and show who is not a thief. So we're going to make sure we put that in the table. So when you see that part when you get to thy people, you can touch on that part right there and yes, tag in Israel now.
Yes.
Second
Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. Verse 14. If my people Israel, which are called by your name.
By my name. So stop. You can stop right there because the sister came there earlier, and we know the name, but he's got done reading. Inside of the in a Bible, KJV Bible, in the concordance that we looked up the word Lord and found out that that was a replacement for YHWH in the Old Testament, and then we looked up the word Texagrammaton and we found out that that was a word, a big old Greek word that was had in the word of YHWH, the four letter man Yahweh. So we come to find out about that earlier, and the sister dealt with that earlier. So we know that the name that he's talking about is Yahweh right now on the table. You know, but we can get a little deeper than that with this too now. We can go keep it basic. So we're talking about, we know we got a guy on the table. Now, what do you say after my name? Mother Z is back on you.
Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face.
And we're going to stop right there. So and we're going to see me now. You got to teach the Yahweh. Let's get a little precept going on with that. Let's pick it up, Mother E. Help me out. We're going to go over to that bread book. For the national audience who don't have it, it's called Apocrypha. This is a 14th book that you still were talking about that you're Protestant, the protesting people. Was taken out of your book. It took 14 books out of your book, the protesting people. In chapter 4, we're going to pick it up at verse number 28 in the book of Baruch. In the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 28. And let's see what he had to say in verse 28. Matter of fact, give me verse 27 and bring me, let's read into it in verse 28.
Baruch
chapter 4. Yes, ma'am. We're on 27 and 28. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're going to get now remember he just said right here in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 that he said they got to seek his face. But when you got to seek Yahweh's face, we're going to find out how you got to seek Yahweh's face. What do you say when you got to seek him? How this thing is supposed to take place? And we're going to pick it up in Baruch. Baruch is for all the ones that reading is right after that Sirach, right after Ecclesiastes. Right after there, and we're going to pick it up at chapter 4, and we're going to read at verse 27, and we're going to read verse 28.
The book of Baruch, chapter 4,
Verse
27.
Yes, ma'am.
Be a good comfort
mm-hmm.
to my children and cry unto Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. I got you to cry unto Yahuwah.
For ye shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you.
So it's Yahuwah that brought these things upon him, upon us, the children of Israel, his people. Now, what he said in verse 28, once you, while you're doing the crying of Yahuwah, and you pray and you remember this,
mm-hmm.
what happened? Once you remember him, what happened in 28? How this thing got to go, Mother?
Verse 28, for as it was your mind.
So it's your mind to do what?
To go astray.
So it's your mind to go astray from who?
From Yahuwah.
From Yahuwah. What happened?
So being returned, speak him 10 times.
How many times you got to speak him up?
10 times more.
So when you go straight from Yahuwah and you get up and you get to walking all around and puffing and pooping and pouting about things ain't going your way, you got to do some speaking Yahuwah 10 times more.
Huh?
Can't just go around here and just let this thing just go on and say, I'm all right. No, you got to do some crying and speaking Yahuwah 10 times more. And then I'm looking for something here. Maybe you can help me out, you know, if I can't. Matter of fact, I got it. Sirach chapter 38, verse number 11. He said in the book of Sirach chapter 38, verse number 11. Mm-hmm. After you get done, you seeking Yahuwah 10 times more, you doing some, and you also doing some crying out to Yahuwah, remembering Yahuwah. It's him that's going to drop it on you. He said you got to do a Sirach chapter 38, verse number 11. Matter of fact, verse number 10 with. I'm going to bring 10 and 11 down with. The Rock chapter 38, I'm going to pick verse 10 and verse number 11 with it because it also going to go on to where we're coming to next. It's exactly where we're coming to next in this verse number 10, but we're going to bring it all in together, Mother E. And I'm going to go ahead and read this. Like I said, I got to give my blessing too now.
Hallelujah.
He says, the Rock chapter 38, verse 10 and verse number 11, he says this. Leave off for sin. And order thy hands upright, and cleanse your mind from all wickedness. That's what we're going to find out. What is this wickedness he's talking about you got to cleanse your hands from? Verse 11. Give a sweet savor and a memorial of fine flowers, and make a fat offering.
What kind of offering?
A fat offering has not been. So when you get done doing all your crying to Yahuwah, you seeking Yahuwah 10 times more, and he tell you got to, and you remember some Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
that he the one that caused this suffering upon you. He said, you got to leave off from that sin.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you got to make your hands upright. Mm-hmm. He said, you got to cleanse your mind from that wickedness. And it's also, he said, you got to make a fat offering to Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do to get back this thing right with Yahuwah. Now we're going to pick it up at something else, Mother Z, because we're coming back to you. And now we're talking about this wickedness. Now we're going to find out about these old ways of this wickedness. Where these wicked ways come from? Mother C, let's read that again in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. If my people Israel, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves
uh-huh.
and pray and seek my face.
Got to seek his face 10 times more.
Mm.
Continue to read.
And turn from thy wicked ways.
Stop right there. Mm. Now you got to do some turning from your wicked ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we just got done reading in the book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse number 10. He said, cleanse your mind from all wickedness, right?
Mm.
All right, let's find out about who mind you got to cleanse yourself. Who is this wicked mind you got to cleanse yourself from? Now, remember something that he said in the book of Numbers. Mother, can you give me Numbers chapter 15, and we're going to pick it up at verse. Yes, ma'am. We're going to read Numbers chapter 15. We're going to read verse number 15 and verse 16.
You said Numbers what, man?
15 and chapter 15, verse 15 and verse 16. Yeah, it was something that he now. Remember, he said you got to cleanse your mind from this wickedness. He said you got to turn from your wicked ways. Now, we got to find out something here. We got to do some a little investigation because if you got some wickedness on you, that means we got to find out what's going on.
Mm.
Who
wickedness that you got on you. So let's see what's going on in that number first. And we're going to bring it in like this, number chapter 15, verse 15 and 16. Then Mother Z, you give me numbers. Now I want you to give me that Leviticus 25, verse 45. Mother Z, give me Leviticus chapter 25, verse 45. We'll go back to back with this. We'll get Leviticus chapter 25, verse 45. We're going to bring this in strong. Now, this got to come out because we holding on to the wickedness. That ain't enough.
Well, let's go see if get a hidden nail on that young line on that. How can you, you got to clean your mind, right?
Hallelujah. Why?
Back up young line to Psalms 119, verse 9 and 10.
Okay.
Let's see where you start at. What you got? What book do we read? In Psalm 119, verse 9 and 10.
All right.
What is that?
We're going over there to the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. Why? Verse 119, verse 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The book of Psalms. Chapter 119, verse 9, verse number 10. Verse 9 read, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?
Mm-hmm.
By taking heed that do according to your word. Verse 10, with my whole mind have I sought you, or let me not wonder from your law.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. So you gotta take heed to cleanse your mind. You gotta take heed to this word. And I got to
add
some more to that.
And well,
I
think you
have to figure it out. Hallelujah, what?
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3. Give me
Sirach 2, 1, 2, and 3. All right.
Key verses 3.
All right. Hallelujah, what?
Key verses
3. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, now I'm taking big notes now. I'll take me some good old notes. Hey, hallelujah, what? I got me some good old notes over here.
2, 1, 2, and 3.
Got to be well ready. We're going to the book of Sirach, mother.
Very ready. That's what
it's
all about.
Very ready.
Sirach, 1, 2, 3. Young lion, bring it.
The book of Sirach, chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and verse number 3. Verse 1 reads, my son, if you come to serve Yahweh, prepare your soul for temptation.
Yes.
2, set your mind aright.
Yes.
And constantly endure. And make not haste in time of trouble.
Go wrong.
Verse 3. Cleave unto him.
Yeah.
And depart not away, that you may be increased at your last end.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Go wrong.
All right, let me see, can I get one of those in too? I'm just gonna add one more in now about when you get cleansed. What? Let's go to Ephesians Mother Z. And let's get chapter 5 then now. And we're going to pick it up at verse. We just want one verse up out of there, out of that Ephesians chapter 5, Mother Z. We're going to Ephesians chapter 5. Let's get verse number 26 in. Let's get that a shot. And see that can I add on to what the seal brought out? Yes, ma'am.
Verse 26. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
So you got to do, you can be cleansed by the washing of the water by this word. Let's just say I have brought out in Psalms chapter 119, verse 9 and 10. And we precept, I'm going to just drop, add one on to in that Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. And don't run from it. Now make sure we do this thing down right.
Run to it.
That's right. Hallelujah. What? Bring it on, Will. We roll.
Let's look at that Psalm 51.
I'll rip it, pull it. You're the I'm taking me some good notes. Good notes. I know I'm going to be on the clock one day.
That's right.
I already know what time it is.
Look at Psalm 51, verse number 10, and we get on out the way.
Put 7 in there. Put 7 in there.
7
and
the
10.
7 and
the 10. Hallelujah, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
So the Yahweh's doing the speaking, and he's spoken to Moses, saying what? Verse 2.
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Say unto them.
Stop right there. So he told them, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them. He told me, verse 15, one order should be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, and ordinances forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. Verse 16.
Verse 16. One law.
One law.
And one manner.
Uh-huh.
Shall be for you.
For you.
And for the stranger
uh-huh.
that sojourneth with you.
So that means as you are, the stranger should be. You don't follow the stranger. We're going to find out something else about these about them. Because he just told you, one law for you, Israel. He said, one man for you, Israel. And he said, what you got, the stranger got to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say in Leviticus chapter 25, verse 45, Mother Z?
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 45.
45, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Verse 45. Moreover, the children of the stranger that yearn among you, for they shall of them shall he buy.
So he said them strangers that sojourn among you. He said they for sale.
Mm-hmm.
What else he say about these strangers that sojourn among you?
Mm-hmm.
By and of the family.
And of their families, what?
And of their families that are with you.
So the families that are with you are the strangers that's with you. You buy them too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else he say with it? Which what?
Which you.
Which they what?
Which they begot in your land.
So they over there in your land sitting amongst you, they doing some little old mating. He say, you take them too.
Mm-hmm.
You buy them too. And what else? What did he say about?
And they shall be your possession.
So they're your possession.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you don't belong to them. They supposed to belong to you. That's what we get the same back. We doing the same thing all back. Mm-hmm. Verse 46, Mother Z.
Verse 46. And he shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you.
So when your father passed out, and their father's passed out, but they are your inheritance when you're born. That means they go to you next.
That's right.
This ain't no rebirth.
That's right.
Now, what else he says right there? To what?
To inherit, inherit them for your
So now they your inheritance for possession.
See what that means? A mother, that means, you know, we will put a chain on their neck and
that's
up.
Right.
That's it. Pull up on TV.
That's right.
Go pull them.
Yeah. Pull hallelujah.
Get on your knees. We pull you down. And roll you down the steps.
That's right.
That's what you're doing.
That's right. Hey. You know, it's so funny, though, when we came over here, they tried to say, oh, you was bond man and you was bond woman, right? Well, what the Bible says about all that? Mother, see, finish. What do you say right there, Mother?
Possession. They shall be your
bond man
forever.
So they your bond man forever.
Right.
You ain't they bond man. You got to get back to a Torah.
Every now and then, I need to push somebody down the steps.
That's right. That's not about doing some laws. That's not about doing these laws. It's Yahweh. Hallelujah. I get Doc called on some Yahweh doing his law.
That's right.
The first five books of the Bible. Well, what did he say about your brother?
But over your brother.
Who's your brother?
Brother, the children of Israel.
So the children of Israel, which is your brother, man, the one you're around here pulling your pistols out on, the one you're around here robbing and taking from, the one who looks catalytic converters you want to cut off in their neighborhoods and make them calls them to pay.
Yeah.
What do you say about them you should not do?
You should not.
What do you say you should not rule what?
Rule one over another with
rigor.
Rigor.
So he said you can't rule over your brother with some rigor, with some
Now, when they come out speaking lies,
Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, he said, turn from your wicked way.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we ain't get, we wasn't taught wickedness.
Mm.
Remember, we got the book. They got to follow us, right?
Yeah.
So we better find out who ways that we have that are wicked.
Mm.
What he say in verse 58, I mean, Psalm 64, verse number 8.
Chapter 64, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Sure. They know this. Hallelujah. So we got on the market now that if they went the wrong way, you know, they didn't want to serve you. You already know they're going to be with the parents.
Right.
Yeah. Hallelujah. But you got what you say?
No.
Now, we're gonna add a few more loans to this, and we see how far we can get with this, because we want to make sure we finally know what he says about this wicked one. So we're going to go to Psalms chapter 17, mothers, and I'm going to pick it up and read some with you. We're going to Psalms chapter 17. I'm going to pick it up at verse number 13. In the book of Psalms chapter 17, and verse number 13, we're going to bring this wicked on out. That he said, turn from your wicked ways, Israel, his people. In the book of Psalms chapter 17, verse 13 reads, rise, O Yahuwah, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is your sword. So we know that this wicked one is that we need to be delivered from is the one that has the sword. And he said, turn from your wicked ways. And he also told you, Israel, as you are, the stranger shall be.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if you're not Israel,